Here is this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. Arkansas Supreme Court Justice Robin Wynn died Wednesday night at age 70. Wynn was re-elected to the Arkansas Supreme Court in 2022. He was first elected in 2014. Justice Wynn leaves behind a wife and four children. Jonesboro police said a man in a wheelchair died Thursday morning after he was hit by a semi-truck. The incident happened near the intersection of Red Wolf Boulevard and Highland Drive. An investigation is underway. Gas prices have remained steady in Arkansas. AAA officials report the average cost for a regular gallon of gas in the state is $3.14. This is 5 cents more than last month. On Wednesday, the city of Gosnell received $200,000 through the Mississippi County Infrastructure Grant Program. Funding will be used on various infrastructure projects that will assist in the current and future growth of the city. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, I'm Kelly Conley.
Alzheimer's disease affects over 6 million Americans. While there is no cure, there are steps you can take to reduce your risk and improve brain health. Steps include regular exercise, eating a healthy diet, staying socially engaged, and challenging your brain with new activities. If you or a loved one are experiencing memory loss or other symptoms of Alzheimer's, seek medical attention right away. Join us in the fight against Alzheimer's. Learn more at healthyar.info/bold. A message from the Arkansas Department of Health.
When I deployed, I didn't realize that even the air I was breathing was dangerous. Since coming home, I've watched friends get sick and struggle to get the support they deserve. But now, that's finally changing. We're eligible for new VA health care and benefits based on when and where we served. Even though I feel okay, I'm going to apply. For my sake and for my family. Learn more and apply today. Visit va.gov/PACT.